This is the Aero News Touch and Go with aviation headlines for December 10th. I'm Paul Plack. A jury has awarded $7 million to survivors of a passenger aboard Comair Flight 5191, one of 49 people who died when the crew attempted takeoff from the wrong runway at Bluegrass Airport in Lexington, Kentucky in 2006. The funding authorization for the FAA and its programs, which expired in 2007, has been extended temporarily yet again by the U.S. House of Representatives. FAA Administrator Randy Babbitt has announced the formation of an independent review panel to examine a four-hour outage of the FAA telecommunications infrastructure that happened on November 19th. Boeing says its second Dreamliner plant in South Carolina will have its own independent supply chain as a hedge against future strikes by unionized workers in Washington State. 178 members of the U.S. Congress have signed a letter to the National Mediation Board asking for a change in union certification elections to allow a majority of voters rather than requiring a majority of covered workers. The change would end the practice of counting workers who don't vote as a no. Republic Airways Holdings says it will add up to 300 full-time positions in Indianapolis next year. 140 of those jobs will be pulled out of Denver. A joint venture between Boschung Global AG and InterSynex AG of Switzerland has signed on as the launch customer for the Thrush 510 aerial applicator. That's a new 510-gallon crop duster with an 800-shaft horsepower GE turboprop. And one of the current participants in Glassair's 2 weeks to taxi builder assist program is Xu Kang Si, who says his Sportsman 2 plus 2 will be the first experimental aircraft in China. Find the full versions of these stories in our daily Aero briefing and in text form at aero-news.net. In today's Aero News special feature, attendees at last month's AOPA summit comment on President Craig Fuller's first year at the helm. I'm Paul Plack. Thanks for listening. Have a clear and unlimited day.